Standing by for that.
W4FCM. W4FCM, W4DJW. I'm contacting Daniel now.
On top of the day, sorry, I knew you were. I know you, W4FCM, sign.
4WZM, stand by for that, y'all. I'll be getting it up in just a second.
6IW.
WZM, 1 second. I'm getting the net going. CQ, the Blue Ridge meter net. Your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net will be called nightly. This net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and has an effective radiating power of 100 watts. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
For November Uniform Echo, have an announcement for the net, please.
Hey, Chad, would you like to go ahead with your announcement?
I know that since COVID has hit, then Shelby Hamfest has passed, and a lot of the operators didn't get to go because of COVID and other reasons. Just want to let everybody on the net know that you can go to YouTube. There is a ham out of North Carolina that has filmed what the Shelby Hamfest looked like. There's two parts. You can go to YouTube and type in Shelby, North Carolina Hamfest Part 1. The guy that filmed it is with Blue Glow Electronics. I know some people were disappointed that they didn't get to go, and I know a video is not actually like being there, but it's something, and I found it to be very interesting to be able to look and see it, all the equipment, because we could not go because we have a family member that's immunocompromised here. So again, that's Shelby NC Hamfest Part 1. I think you'll find it very interesting. Back to you, Ned. This is KL4NUE.
Thank you very much for letting us know about that. I will definitely look into that. I've only been to Shelby one time in my whole life, so I'd like to see how it is this time compared to the last time I went. So thank you for that announcement. Any other announcements for the net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Would you like me to go ahead and check you in Campobello?
Go ahead and check me and my wife in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. Her name is Anna. And KO4NUE. Name is Chad. And Daniel, put a number on that piece of, on that message, so we can count it as traffic, please.
Can you stick around for comments, or are you out tonight? I would like to recognize KO4NUE and KO4RYP. Alrighty, at this time I'm going to go ahead and call for Echolink stations. I'll go ahead and do that first this time, and then recognize the pre-net check-in. Hold on 1 second, let me see if Echolink is up again. Alrighty, it is up. If anyone's wondering, Echolink was down for a number of hours today. There was a difficulty with the internet. So at this time, I'd like to ask if there's any Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. Oscar 4, Oscar Lima Kilo. I'm in North Bend, Ohio tonight. I have no messages, but I'd like to stick around for the rag chew. Got some questions.
North Bend, Ohio, and I've got you marked down for comment, Steven. AR Echolink Station to Echolink Stations only. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Communicat, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. We'll get back to Echolink here in a little bit then. I see one more station on there. If you'd like to check in, you're having problems with audio, you can shoot me a text message over Echolink and I can check you in that way. Alright, this time I'd like to go ahead and recognize the free net check-in. I have 13 of them tonight. I have W4FCM, that is Fred and Travis Rest. He brings along with him his wife Isla and 4IEI. Next, I have KI4LZI, that's Andy on Table Rock. WU2T, Rusty and Moore. KO4RUR, Chris in Greenville. KN4RJN, John on Brown Summit. K4OSH, Pat and Malden. AA4RM, Robert and Easley. KW4TS, Jim and Pelzer. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. KC4W, Bill and Anderson. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor. K4ROW, Richard and Greenville. Alrighty, tonight being Friday night, we'll go ahead and begin with Uniform through Zulu. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. If you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. So, with that being said, we'll begin with Uniform through Zulu tonight, since it's Friday night. Any stations, U through Z, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4UBG, Kevin, moving around Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative, 73s to you and everybody on the net.
Please check in November 4. Uniform Zulu, N4UZ. That's me. My name is Mike. Also check in Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango, AF4ET. That's my wife, Nancy. We down here in the suburbs of Gray Court. We'll be negative and negative in 7-3.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
WZM. And Daniel, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4 XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
I would like to recognize KO4 OLK. That is. Oops, I already recognized him. I should have drawn a line here. I usually do that and then I didn't this time. Alright. I already recognize Steven. Now I would like to recognize KN4UEG, that is Kevin and Fountain Inn. N4UZ Mike and his wife Nancy, AF4ET, they're in Gray Court tonight. W4WOZ, my buddy Rod in the land of Waz. And K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, you're early tonight, you're your group. thank y'all for checking in with me tonight. I hope everybody's doing well. And we're going to go ahead and call for Uniform through Zulu one last time and see if there's any others. U through Z, if you'd like to check in, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Control. For Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keaton Flawless. Just check me in and out.
Recognize KE4ZHF. That is Keith in Columbus. Got your mark down in and out. Keith, feel free to secure at your leisure. All right, we'll go ahead and go up to the Alpha through Delta group, A through D. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. We'll all be short time tonight. 73, it's all on the net.
Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, Jim and Taylor's, negative, negative.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Please check in. Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Thanks for calling in tonight.
J4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
KJ4ZM. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Teleuniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Jim. Please check in. Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. That's K1CJW. Located in Pickens, and negative and negative, and good evening to all.
Air Control, please check in Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa. Land in via Echo Link Liberty, in and out.
First, I've got KK4DMW. That is Rick. He brings along with him his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all at home in Piedmont tonight. And they are short time, so y'all can feel free to secure at your leisure. Also, I've got KO4BDM, Jim and Taylor's. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, KI4DOS, Gary, and his wife, Joy, K3JOY. They're at home at Easley tonight. Next, I got KM4BLH. That is Kurt in Greenville. K1CJW, Roland and Pickens. KG4WNP, Landon and Liberty. And the station from Gray Court, I think I got Kilo Charlie 2, Quebec, Victor, Oscar. If I got that wrong, would you please let me know? And also, I need your name.
Control, this is Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court, in and out, no traffic.
I got that corrected. Thank you for coming back to me. And I would like to recognize Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor. Is that correct?
That's Roger.
KC2DQV, Bob in Gray Court. Got checked in, Bob. Thanks for coming back to me. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Meteorat, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. Please check in Kilo November 4, Romeo Delta Echo. Greg, on a handheld in Powdersville or short timing, negative and negative.
WZM, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2 BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 CU and everybody on the net.
Recognize KN4RDE, that is Gary in Powdersville, and KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. Thank you all for checking in with me tonight. Hope everybody's doing well. We'll go ahead and move up to E through H now, Echo through Hotel. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
4WZM. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry, and Keller, North Carolina. We'll be negative, negative night. Daniel, thanks.
Yeah.
4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Portable. Name is Chief, Glenn Taylor's, and we are negative and negative. Over.
I'd like to recognize KC4 EDN. That is Harry up in Candler, North Carolina, and W4 FHJ Gene and Taylor's. Any other stations, E3H, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge to Mirror Net, please call KJ4 WZM or Net Control. Echolink stations again. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge to Mirror Net, please call KJ4 WZM or Net Control. Go ahead and move up to India to Lima now. I3L, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge to Mirror Net, please call KJ4 WZM or Net Control.
WZM. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
4, WZM. Thank you for calling the net voice tonight. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Park us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
Recognize KK4 JFO. That is James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. Also, KK4 JBQ. That is Larry and his wife Donna, KC4 MFK. They are at home in Greer tonight. Thank y'all for checking in with me tonight. Any other stations? India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Chimera Net, please call KJ4 WZM or Net Control.
Control. KE4IR, Steve and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative.
Recognize KE4IR, that is Steve and Inman. Alright, we'll go ahead and move up to the Mike through Papal group, M through P. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge to Meteorite, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. No, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred. I'm back in the mobile tonight in Piedmont. 73U Daniel and all in the net. I'll be negative and negative.
Yeah, would like to recognize KO4 NNH. That is Fred in Piedmont. Thank you for checking me, Fred. Hope you're doing well. Be safe out there on the mobile. Any other stations? Mike through Papa. M through P, if you'd like to check in to Blue Ridge Chimera Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Whiskey, Golf 4, Right Charlie. That's WG4MC. This is Matt Western, Greenville County. Be negative and negative. 73U and all the net.
KJ4WZM. Check in Whiskey 4, Mike Hotel Echo, W4MHE, Melvin in Hendersonville, and also Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM. That's my wife, Pam. Thanks for calling the net, Daniel. 73.
Recognize KO4NNH. Let's see. Man, I hope I didn't already. All right. I don't remember if I recognize Fred or not. KF4NNH, that is Fred in Piedmont. WG4MC, that is Matt in Western Greenville County. Matt, if I'm not mistaken, I seen your car today in downtown Greenville when I was heading back to the warehouse after finishing my my day out mobiling around. tried to holler at you on Echolink, but Echolink was down all day, it seems like. They just came back up in time for the net. Also like to recognize W4MHE. That is Melvin, and he brings along with him his wife, Pam, KZ4PAM. And they're at home in Hendersonville tonight. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, if you'd like to check into to the Blue Ridge Chimera Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Group. Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge to Mirror Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM.
Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all of that.
Nice. WN4S. That is Chris and Lyman. Thank you for checking in. Thank you for checking in, me, Chris. Hope you're doing well tonight. All right, let's make one more call. Quebec True Tango Q3T. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. We'll try all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman. And I'll be negative and negative listening in tonight.
GZM. KO4LXZ. Kilo Oscar 4, Lima X-ray Zulu. This is Kyle, mobile tonight. I'll be negative and negative. Just listening in. Thank you.
Nice. KN4VWA. That is Steve and Inman. And KO4LZX. That is Kyle, out mobile and around somewhere. Kyle, would you like to check in with your location?
This is KO4LXZ, not ZX. I'm in Greenville right now.
4LXZ. I wrote it down right. I said it wrong. All right, Kyle's out mobile and around in Greenville. Thanks for coming back to me, Kyle. I do have your call written down correctly. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control, this is AC6SW.
AC6SW.
Alpha Charlie 6, India Whiskey. Jeff in Greenville.
Yeah, I would like to recognize AC6IW. That is Jeff in Greenville. Thank you for checking with me, Jeff. I hope you're doing well tonight. I don't think I've had you check in with me before. This net is called nightly at 9 p.m., 365 days a year. Feel free to check in anytime you are in the area. We would love to have you. Alrighty, one last call before I go to RACTU. Any other stations, A through Z, Z through A, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. WZM now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RACTU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RACTUs. Looks like first up tonight I have KO4OLK. Steven in North Bond, Ohio. Steven, if you're still around and you'd like to have some comments, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Yes, Net Control. This is KO4OL. I'm in North, and I'm already trying to take my action with me, and I've got questions. First question being, RF into an Echolink station, go over the internet and come out on RF on an even pole.
First off, you're kind of in and out a little bit. That might be because of a weak signal. But if I'm trying to understand your question, what I heard you ask is, I might have heard this wrong, but I think I heard you ask, how is it possible, how does it work for a signal to go in over the internet and come out on radio? Is that what you asked?
Not right. The fact that any part of my issue, the internet can in RV parks is notoriously weak and unreliable. And so I was going to link system via RF rather than it.
That you're in an RV park and that the internet connection is unreliable. If there's any way for you to get any closer to that signal to get a stronger connection, that would be great. Because it keeps completely dropping out. I might come through the same way where I'm kind of hit or miss, but when it drops you out, it doesn't, it just completely glitches what you're saying, and I have a difficult time hearing what you said for the second part of your transmission.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm hearing you intermittent, and it's because of a weak Wi-Fi signal. And no, I can't do anything about it. It is what it is. That's why I'm wanting to know if they do bypass Wi-Fi on my end by using RF into Echolink.
I'm not quite certain. Dave, W4DJW, are you in here real quick? I called Dave. He actually takes care of our Echolink stuff, the Echolink node on the repeater. He knows an awful lot about Echolink. I don't know as much. But Dave, W4DJW, would probably be able to answer your question. I am not completely certain how all the stuff works. I know the basics of Echolink, how it goes from a cell phone signal to the internet lines, then makes it all the way to the repeater. But I don't know a whole lot else besides that. If you're having a weak signal, it is possible to get like some form of a Wi-Fi booster in some cases. Other than that, I'm not super certain.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think probably I'll try to go ahead and contact Dave. Maybe see if I can get her and give him a bad become with the Wi-Fi booster. If the Wi-Fi isn't good, a lot. So I'll need to use it rather than
operating on my end. I'm going to try to see if I can hear you any better over my Echolink. I just turned it up so I can hear it. If you want to come back one more time. For the most part, I was catching the second part of your... I catch the first part of your transmission a lot better than the second part. It seems to go through pretty good for the first 5 seconds or so, and then it starts dropping out.
That internet connection.
Signal or a very slow connection, or both combined?
The one. KO4OLK, clear.
Steven, well, thanks for hopping in here, and thanks for checking out the net. I definitely appreciated it, and I wish I could help more as far as fixing that problem, but I don't necessarily know how. I don't know if, one thing I'm not certain about is if you can use two Echolink repeaters to link or not. I don't know if that can be done. I'm going to ask Dave that question, but if you had a repeater near you that had Echolink, maybe there's a chance that you could link the two nodes together, but I don't think that can be done because I've never heard it done, but it might be a possibility, and I'm going to ask Dave. So I will try to get back to you if I figure anything out. I call this net every Friday night, so if you wanted to check in next Friday night, I'll have an answer for you on that if you'd like me to find that out.
Or available next Friday night. I don't know where I'm going. Wi-Fi conditions are going to be, but I'll work on this for a while. So for now, KO4OK, clear.
All right, and thank you for checking in. All right, do I have any other stations, A through Z, Z through A? If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Internet, please call KJ4WVM or Net Control.
Ready to announce Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform, Hotel X-Ray. My name is Jamie, location Chesney. And if you will, by proxy, check in Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November. That's my wife, Sabrina. We'll be in and out tonight, 73 to you, and everybody on net.
Nice. KJ4, UHX. That is Jamie, and he brings along with him his wife, Sabrina, KJ4YLN. Jamie, definitely tell Sabrina that I said hello. If I'm not mistaken, you got your license in the same group as my mom did, didn't you?
Affirmative. but I got mine in Spartanburg, and I think she got hers at Greenville.
Yep. That's pretty neat. Yep, most of us are still licensed. I don't remember if my mom is or not. My dad is. I think my brothers are, but I think maybe the girls dropped theirs. But thank you for checking in. Hope you and Sabrina are doing well. And I'll definitely tell her I said hello. Any other stations, A through Z, Z through A, please call KJ4WZM on net control. Check-ins or comments, please call KJ4WZM on net control.
Outside animals, you have them, and I know you understand. When they gotta eat, they gotta eat.
I understand that. Well, I won't hold you. I know you're busy, but I just gonna let you know. So I built my first antenna today, and I am really satisfied with it. I got the standing wave down to 1.4. Depending on whether you touch it or not, 1.4 to 1 to 6. So I'm just gonna let you know that I built my first one today, and I'm very pleased with it, and I have some questions for Tuesday night, but I think I got a handle on it, but we'll find out more on Tuesday.
Really good. Really good. I got some questions, follow-up questions, if you will. And by the way, I'm finished with my feeding. Got all the time in the world now. And I do want to let you know that I received your mail today, and thank you. That'll be a treasure memento of mine. You don't get thanks that often. What should I say? And it's as rare as it is, it becomes a little treasure. So thank you again for those comments. And as far as the antenna goes, I'm just curious. It depends on what I'm about to say. What band were you trying? Or what band is it cut for?
I was shooting for 3.915, which is South Carolina single sideband. And I was actually just amazed at how all this worked, and I got frustrated a couple of times and walked away and walked back in the house, I don't know, 3 or 4 times before, you know, I'd come in and say, this is not working, and I just got frustrated, and then once I was able to clear my head for a little bit, say, hey, you know what, I'm going to keep digging and, you know, make this happen. So, yeah, so that's pretty much how it ended up. Larry, let me switch over to my base station. Give me about a minute.
KK4JBQ, I'll be on the side.
KK4JBQ, KO4NUE, I'm back, Larry.
Just a little bit stronger.
Pardon me for the CB lingo. I used to do that. Ooh, gosh. Was it 30 years ago? I had a CB radio, put an antenna on the roof. It was in the midtown of Richmond, Virginia. And so we had lots of road traffic on the highways there. I forget what they are. It's been a long time. So it creeps into your conversation every once in a while. I'm sympathetic to people who came from that form of, that mode of transmission and all that you pick up. It's hard to bury it, if you will, but it's really not appropriate here. Certainly not on HF. Anyway, if it's cut for 80 meters, and that is, by the way, spot on for cutting an 80-meter antenna, you'll be able to cover probably the entire voice portion of the band. 80 meters is quite long. But let's see. I can't read that in this light. That's a little better. So, you use lower sideband, of course, but there's, I don't know if you do PSK31, but you could probably reach that, and slow scan TV, could do some AM work, could do DX, that starts, well, that's QRP DX, that is to say. And you're a general, right?
I am a general. So, over the years, somehow or another, I ended up with a role of WD1, which is basically field telephone wire. I don't know if you've ever seen the, you know, World War II movies where they've got this guy carrying this little handheld spool of wire, and this, you hook up to the field telephones, you crank the little field telephones so you can talk on. It's really obsolete. But anyway, somehow or another, I ended up with a spool of it and decided that I would, you know, hey, I'd give it a shot. So I did my math, 468. Divided by the frequency, and I actually kind of shot toward the middle of the 80 meter band, and then just went down the machine shop and took some Delrin and made my connector for the center pole, and then made for the insulator, and then made the two insulators on the end, and my mother-in-law is kind of, she's kind of wheelchair bound, and she was out there, she was looking through the window and was wondering, you know, what is he doing now? He's got this wire and this, and, I mean, it was just, it was kind of funny. But let me let this repeater cycle, and I'll kind of tell you what happened. Put it on the spool and got my 100-foot tape, my yard ruler out, or yard tape, and according to the math, I needed 60 feet. So I'm not sure what I was thinking, but I pulled off 64 feet, thinking, okay, well, you know, I'm gonna have to trim this up a little bit. I'm gonna need a little bit of extra, so I put 4 feet extra in there, and which caused a whole lot of frustration in the end. But it's worth it if you learn from it. So I strung it out across the front of the porch. Our porch is 118 feet long on the front porch. And hooked my SWR meter to it, and the SWR was just horrible, really horrible. I decided, well, maybe, you know, maybe the porch is messing with it or something. so I moved it. I just went and took my other antenna down and set it up on my pulleys that I've got. And that didn't make any change in SWR. I mean, it was like 10 or 12 to 1. I mean, it was awful. I just got really discouraged and thinking, oh, man, this is not good. So I started trimming, and as I trimmed, the SWR would come down. But, I mean, I was trimming off 3 or 4 inches at a time. Well, we got 4 feet extra. You know, that makes it kind of difficult. But I got to a point where I got it down to about 5 to 1. And the other antenna I had up was showing 10 to 1. And I've been having some issues with it since I put the thing up. But so I'm thinking, well, 5 to 1 is great because I've been running 10 to 1. So, hey, I'm happy with that.
Be happy with that? Truly. Well, you're in a good spot for your band privileges, which are 3.8 to 4.0. And that's all in the phone portion of the band. But when transmitting on the band edges, that is lower than 3.8 or higher than 4.0, well, that's out of band for your privileges. But consider the width of your signal if it's, phone, it's going to be wider, of course, than CW. Just be sure to go to 3.75 to 3.95, maybe. Staying a little bit within that band, within that segment of the band, so that you don't spill over. It's possible to do that. If you transmit right on 3.8 or right on 4.0, you're going to be spilling over, if you understand what I'm saying, because you're on lower sideband, which would make it more susceptible at the 3.8 end of the band for you. And you just don't want to be out of band. You know that. You've learned that lesson, of course. I'm excited for you. I was going to ask if you had tried other bands using that same antenna, not changing anything, but just going to a different band, another harmonic, because it's possible you won't get the same excellent SWR, of course, but with a tuner in line, you could certainly operate on other bands, say perhaps 40. I don't know, with that one, you might even reach 30, which is data only, but CW only. But that's really exciting to get your first working antenna. And also, how high were you able to get the feed point up in the air?
Question. So, my center point, my feed point, is higher than my tails. I just could not get the tails up that high. Fishing rod and a slingshot in a pine thicket, that's just difficult to do. But I set my SWR, Larry, when I got it, finally after coming in the house 4 or 5 times, getting frustrated, I said, okay, well, if I cut it too short, I cut it too short, but I'm just not going to settle for 5 to 1. I'm going to get it. I got to get it lower. So I came back out, lowered everything, had the had the antenna approximately 5 feet off of the ground when I was checking the SWR, and I got it a little lower. But when I raised it up and got everything in place, the center pin is probably about 63 feet up. But the two tails are approximately 10 feet lower. So it's kind of a sort of a V, inverted V kind of deal. Well, when I got everything in place and checked my SWR, it was a lot higher than what I had about 5 feet off of the ground. And I just thought, man, I got frustrated again, and then just decided, hey, I'm just going to got some more questions for Tuesday night. I went back out, and I noticed the center of the feed point was hung on a limb. And when I hooked my meter up to verify what I thought I had saw. So when I pulled on the coax a little bit, I noticed the SWR moved. So I just said, well, let me try it. So when I pulled the center point down and made it completely a flat top, I got my SWR back. So I don't know what it is about an inverted V, but I had much higher SWR in that configuration. Now I'm a flat top at about 40, 45 feet. So I hope that answers your question. That was a long answer, but that's kind of what I experienced.
You start off by saying that you were doing right to hang it at half a wavelength. Over that, that'd be a quarter of a wavelength, 65 feet. Is about 65 and a half feet, is about a quarter wavelength in height. And that's great for a flat top. But once you start lowering, especially to 10 feet, when you start lowering the legs, the rule of thumb is to not lower the supports for the ends of the antenna, so as to create an angle of less than 45 degrees. That's 90 degrees if you take both angles together, of course. It's a little bit of trigonometry, but not much. So if you look at your feed line going straight up to the feed point and measure from, just with your eyeball, measure from there and the angle of the wire sloping down, it should be no less than 45 degrees. It not only changes your SWR, but it changes the impedance of the antenna. Now, by lowering it to 40 feet in the center and having that, I think I've got that picture right, lowering it to 40 feet and having a flat top, you have an ideal NVIS. You won't get the same angle, what's called the takeoff angle of the signal. Ideally, it would be somewhere between 5 and 8 degrees off the horizon. You have to imagine where the horizon is from around here. But imagine that the horizon is at a certain point, and the takeoff angle would be 5 to 8 degrees. That's controlled by the height of the center feed point. If you've ever worked with antenna design software, it's pretty clear how that works. But just try to hold that in your head and realize that what you have in a near vertical incident skywave antenna is one that will communicate not so good long distance, and I'm talking over 1,000 miles, but something that works really well between 5 to 800 miles. So certainly within the states. Not as far as the West Coast, if that's your target. But certainly all of the middle to eastern seaboard, middle of the country to eastern seaboard. If you hang it, you know, north and south, the antenna is going to radiate more on the sides. They call it broadside to the direction of the antenna itself. MVIS is great. You talk to a lot of people here in the States. But something higher and... JBQ. Something higher and still flat-topped would be great for DX or communicating with a larger circle, because then your pattern of radiation is more like a donut. Not so, you don't have the lobes, if you want to look at it that way, the lobes of your propagation are more circular than they are well-defined and directional. Again, antenna software would show you that pictorially. But you've done an awfully good job. Check the other bands and see if there's anything else that looks close, because you'll probably get some harmonic effect. KK4JBQ.
First of all, I was hoping we could get through the night without saying that old nasty word, which is impedance. I'm not going to worry about impedance right now. My plan was to get the antenna built and get it up, and I've got my SWR down now. Now that it's up and working, then now comes wrapping my hands around impedance and how to get that, how to control that. So I have ordered a meter that will help me do that, and once I find out what my impedance is, then I will, at that point, will be forced to learn how to try to control it. And I think I know how to do that, but I have to do some more studying on it. So, so quite an experience today. Could not have done that without the help that I've gotten from you and Walt and Dave and Gary, but primarily you, and I really do appreciate that. I have one other contributor in there that wants to remain anonymous, but I appreciate all the help, and I was really excited to be able to make that work. And I'll worry about, you know, getting into other countries later, I guess. But I got a feeling this hobby is going to keep me busy for years. And I, you know, just going to get better as time goes on, I'm hoping. So, you know, I'm satisfied with it. I found a talk group on the lower side of 80 meters today, and was talking with a group of guys there after I got my antenna up. One of the guys was in North Carolina, and he was telling me, you know, what time they meet on the frequency and the ins and outs, and he looked up my call signs. He said, well, you're kind of a new ham and this, that, and the other. I'm just going to let you know, you know, some of the guys will, you know, you need to have a thick skin if you're going to, you know, if you're going to come and talk with us in the mornings. And arrows, three or four of them jumped in there, and I mean, they weren't vulgar or anything, but you could tell they were picking at me a little bit, and I just said, okay, I gotta earn my dues. So y'all got 3 days. Y'all hammer away all you want for 3 days. But after that third day, Mark, I'm gonna get you. So I got 3 more days of it, and then it's my turn. So I'm gonna throw it right back at them.